The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Quinn Yates, Israel Gutierrez, Kevin Black, Stone Frank Isola. Let's check in with Major League Baseball. Bigger bases. Okay, that's what they've decided. While there's a lockout, at least they got one thing settled. Bigger bases. Sure. Also, winning your conference tournament but not being allowed to go to the big dance. And an NFL trade for the second day in a row. Let's go.
Oh, boy
is right. There's a feeling in Washington, D.C., Kevin Blackstone, where you live. I'm not sure what that feeling is. You're going to have to define it for us, but it's palpable. Full of pulp. Breaking quarterback news, second day in a row. A trade in the NFL. Carson Wentz from Indy to Washington for 2 third-round picks and a second-round pick swap. This was predicted that Indy would move on from Carson Wentz, as he was due quite a sum of money after the season he had where he went 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, but was the starting quarterback the last 2 weeks of the season where they couldn't beat the Raiders and the Jaguars and missed out in the playoffs. But Kevin, I guess you're in Washington.
Yeah.
The feeling is palpable, I said. What are you feeling with this Carson Wentz?
Let the confetti rain. Confetti. Confetti.
Okay.
Oh, this just in, Tony. This just in. WinBet has just dropped the Commanders' odds of winning the Super Bowl.
Dropped them.
After this
deal. Dropped okay.
them. This
All
is
right.
amazing. Yeah, yeah. Look, okay. So what do you got here? You got a guy with not quite as good of a beard as the guy who he's kind of replacing
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Right.
You got a guy who we think about now as being kind of broken down, injury prone, who couldn't get the job done in Indianapolis. And now he arrives here because this franchise couldn't get Russell Wilson, despite basically putting the entire team up to trade for him. And that makes sense because Wilson's a winner and he's a class guy and he wouldn't want to come to a franchise which is neither of those things. So the excitement here in Washington should be this. You can get this guy for 1 year and see what happens. And if nothing happens, just don't get out of the draft a quarterback sweepstakes when you're looking at Willis and Pickett. To come in here as rookies.
Oh, so you think that's still in play here? Trade for a quarterback, but also draft the quarterback.
Absolutely, it's got to be in play because you don't know what you're getting in Wentz. And you know what? You've only got him for 1 year. The next 2 years aren't guaranteed. So still, your insurance policy is in the draft. Make that move.
Clinton Yates, turn to you here. Washington born and raised. I think you're familiar with this quarterback conundrum this franchise has had for your entire life,
yes,
I guess.
I really appreciate the professor offering such a history lesson on not just the offseason this season, but I don't know, the past 20 in terms of how they've approached everything at the position. This is a marginal upgrade at best for a guy who may or may not be able to stay on the field, which is why for the Colts, I think this is a huge deal. You get out from a situation that you didn't particularly love. Frank Reich, he will have had 5 starting quarterbacks in as many seasons, but I trust him in terms of what he's been in this league to figure something out with the draft capital that they have. Today is the 10-year anniversary of Washington's football franchise trading up to get RG3.
Wow.
That is something they've been suffering ever since they screwed that one up, guys.
Frank Isola.
Yeah. And Carson Wentz has been suffering ever since he had that devastating leg injury. Think about it. He was an MVP. Then the team wins a Super Bowl without him.
MVP?
He's cast off. Now he's on a team. MVP candidate.
Okay.
Then he's cast off to a team that doesn't want him. Now he's with a team hoping to catch lightning in a bottle. And if it didn't work out with Frank Reich, who had success with him, that's a major concern. Clearly the Colts know something. They must have another move in hand. Maybe it's going to be Matt Ryan. Maybe it'll be Jimmy Garoppolo, because with that running back, you need a quarterback that can throw a bit. Last year, I get it, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions for Carson Wentz, but he threw for under 200 yards. In today's NFL, 8 times last season. 8 times he did that.
And Israel Gutierrez.
Right. The 27-7 is one thing, but check the game logs. He didn't really offer that much for that team. But if we rewind to last offseason for the Washington team and see what they were needing in a quarterback, they just basically said, hey, we need a caretaker at quarterback. We need somebody who's not going to turn the ball over. We've got a strong offensive line, better pass blocking than run blocking, and we've got a great defensive line there. So let's just, and they went with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that gave them some hope. So now you get what was seemingly still an upgrade in Carson Wentz. A caretaker might not turn it over. Probably not going to be the reason you win a whole lot of games, but won't turn it over.
Oh, so you like this deal?
That sort
of
theory works for the Washington.
This is a team that made the playoffs 2 years ago.
I don't love it. I think, you know.
The Heinicke era. And then they went to the Fitzpatrick era, which didn't last for more than a
week. And they probably knocked on Russell Wilson, and they probably checked for Matt Ryan and couldn't get either of those and ended up here. So I'm not saying this is a slam dunk. I'm saying it's something else that might work, might get their formula to work out. And for the Indianapolis side, I think it is a slam dunk. You get $70 million in cap space. That's the most this offseason. You can just rebuild from there. You can find some different quarterback options and see which one sticks. So I think
whether this team even needs a rebuild. I mean, again, two games ago in the season last year, and they were slotted in the playoffs, and some people thought very dangerous by some metrics. They were just as good as the Cincinnati Bengals, who, hello, went to the Super Bowl. But now it's Sam Ellinger on roster and nobody else. The quarterback position, Clinton Yates. You want to throw out some names?
Oddly enough, the Colts GM, Chris Ballard, really liked Jordan Love in the draft, and now he can get him. I mean, I'm not saying it's a huge upgrade, but
you
if you're just looking
Jordan
for somebody
Love
that can
right now,
in,
who, after one career NFL game?
I'm just saying that when people like people, they tend to get them on their teams in this league, which is why some teams are never going to be any good. Hello, why?
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, you know, I think Jimmy G, after the season that he had, save maybe the last playoff game, he did a fine job. I mean, I think he's the kind of caretaker quarterback that could probably come in there and just hand the ball off and you'd be pretty
and
good.
You said Garoppolo and you said Matt Ryan as well, Frank Isola. Interesting name.
Absolutely. And then Frank Reich, think about it. That's a good offensive coach with a great running back. You play indoors. There's a lot
there's
to offer.
At some point when you play musical chairs, somebody's left without a chair. And somebody, I mean, 32 teams. Are there 32 quarterbacks right now that you want on your team that you can get you to the playoffs? Huh? We've
get
been
Brady.
Born. Well, get Brady. That I was waiting for somebody to say it. There you go. Andrew Luck's available. Yes, of course. We've been horrible. Move on. Atlantic Sun Tournament champions, the Bellarmine Knights. Let's talk about this. Bellarmine, an incredible run to win the conference tournament. That gets you to the NCAA tournament, right? Wrong. Ineligible because this is their second year after making the move from D2. There's a rule here. I don't even know why there's a rule. Maybe you'll tell me why there's a rule that you need to be in your fifth year to make it. But this is what they want. The D1 philosophy and operating principles is what they say in the rule. You need 5 years to get up to level on that. Don't know what that means. So the team that goes is the team they beat in the conference championship? No, not Jacksonville. It's a team that lost to Jacksonville the game before, Jacksonville State, because they had the best record in the regular season. But again, Clinton Yates, talk to me about this. They say D1 philosophy and operating principles. That was on display last night. You saw a team that could contend. Shouldn't Bellarmine be playing in the NCAA tournament next Thursday?
Absolutely, and I've seen Bellarmine play a couple times. They came out here and played UCLA. It was a fun little matchup. But the people who need to be ineligible for the tournament are the ASUN officials. How do you let this happen? You've got to have figured out this conundrum well before you've got kids playing, handing out trophies, and coming back. I don't have a problem with the end result because what else are you going to do? But in this situation, what are you doing as a school administrator if you can't plan for this particular predicament? The rule is garbage, but it should have never gotten to this point to begin with.
Israel Gutierrez, shouldn't Bellarmine be in the NCAA tournament right now?
Yes, they should. And I'd like to sort of understand what the spirit of the rule is. Is it that you have some sort of competitive advantage when you jump to D1? No. Is it that you want to worry about the feelings of the other programs who have been there? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. My own, you know, it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense as to why that's there. Like, and so, they should be going. And frankly, you know, they still get the tournament championship. They still get that title to put up, you know, in their trophy case. But the real benefit of these tournaments is to be the 15-16 seed. Even if you're getting run over in the NCAA tournament, you want to be there. So they should be there. I just don't understand the idea of the rule. They're apparently going to lower that down to 2 years. But even 2 years doesn't make any sense if they can win it in the first or second year.
Kevin, talk to me about this rule. You've been covering college basketball for some time. What is this rule?
Well, Well, the rule that I hate is that the conference champion for the regular season does not get the automatic bid. And I think if you go through 3 months or however long it is of playing everybody in your conference and you have the best record, 13-3, which Jacksonville State has, you should get the automatic bid. And the conference tournament should be for whoever can get the second bid if there's a second bid.
Oh, okay. So that's the rule that you have a problem with here.
Absolutely. I've always had a problem with that. And for that reason, I would say that they should not get in. Be happy that you got the hat and the T-shirt,
really?
The net and the trophy. Absolutely.
Like I saw, we just saw a conference tournament. We saw a team run through the conference. They win the conference tournament in a thrilling manner, and they don't get to go because of a rule that's supposed to protect what?
And the rule, you want to say it's a one-year thing? I get it. 4 years. You know how much happens now in college sports in 4 years between the transfer portal, one and done, coaches getting fired? Why are you making them suffer for 4 years? But I will say this, and Kevin happens to be right. You could tell that Kevin's a soccer fan. The regular season should mean something. Okay. Jacksonville does not have a case. You didn't win the regular season. You didn't win the postseason tournament. Why should
you go to the NCAA tournament? But they beat Jacksonville State, 2 days ago.
All right, but they won the regular season crown. It's Jacksonville State should go.
Nothing anyone said to me right now has convinced me otherwise that there should be an immediate appeal and change of the rule to get Bellarmine of Louisville, Kentucky, one of the great Catholic institutions in this country, get them into the NCAA tournament right now. Appeal, run and throw up their flagpole, change the rule right now. Get them in. We'll move on.
Right. We don't need a meeting.
We don't need a meeting.
Send one email.
We don't need a meeting.
Change
we just decided it right here. We'll move on. Northeast Conference Championship last night. Bryant won this going away over Wagner. It was a feisty game, and then it went from feisty to ugly. A conference tournament in one school's home gym happens in some conferences, and here there was heat between the home Bryant fans and Wagner supporters and Wagner players, and it combusted into an altercation in the seats. Of course, you cannot have that. My question, Frank, is are home court games in conference tournaments more good or bad?
No, you want to keep these home games. I mean, that's the appeal of it, a small gym. You get ESPN there, covering the game. That was an ugly incident, absolutely. Also took away from Bryant with Jared Grasso, the head coach, who, by the way, is going to be a coach on the move, perhaps. But it took a lot away from that.
Kevin Blackstone?
Three things should have happened. One, they should have called the game right then. It's a 36-point deficit inside of 5 minutes. If you're not going to do that, the second thing that should have happened is you should have cleared out the entire gym. It's just a small gym. You don't want to do that? Then the third thing should have happened, you should have cleared out that student section where the whole problem started. They didn't do any of that. Well, they did part of the last part, but that's what should have happened. This isn't a problem with being in home gym. This is a rowdy crowd that got out of control and it wasn't handled properly.
Drew Gutierrez.
Yeah, well, part of the problem was the game itself. The game was out of control, and there was some stuff going on between players, some trash talk, so it sort of spilled over and created a situation. If this is a tight game, that's not happening. If this is, even a 10-point game that's going into the final few minutes, probably not happening. So, no, the benefits of having these games in their home arenas and filled up and on television and all that stuff, rather than, a half-empty, three-quarters-empty neutral site place, I think the benefits far outweigh the negative. This is just kind of a one.
Good news after the horn.
Yeah, I mean, watching this live, this is one of the scarier incidents I'd ever seen. The guys on the broadcast said, don't tell the fire marshals about this game. And you could hear the PA guys telling the crowd to calm down. This got out of control real quick, but that doesn't mean you should stop playing at home gyms. It means those kids need to get their acts together. I'm sorry to be the old man on my porch.
Thanks for your thoughts. Taking a break here, buy or sell on the other side. Acts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Nets 132, Hornets 121. Fitty for Kyrie Irving. He said it felt like a must win. Might be a lot of those for these Nets going forward. Mike Vaccaro, New York Post. Nets statement win makes you wonder if the big two is all they really need. Frank Isola, buy or sell that. And also Irving, looking like he did last night. What's the takeaway there?
Mike Vaccaro's my guy, but come on now. If Ben Simmons is right, his rebounding and his defense, they could have used that against Jason Tatum when he was scoring 54. You know, Kyrie scored 50 on 19 shots. The only guy to score at least 50 on fewer shots was Adrian Dantley, 17 shots, and that was only 42 years ago. By the way, Kyrie's first 25 points helped them build a 34-point lead. The second 25, that was Steve Nash's way of saying, Kyrie, go get your 50.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Blackstone.
Well, if they need a guy to score 50, if they need to shoot 56% from the field, if they need that to overcome giving up 121 points, that's a lot to ask over the next, what, they got 14 games left. Half of those are against what they are not, which are winning teams. They still have a mountain to climb.
Is Rui Gutierrez?
True shooting percentage of 101.3. That's the highest ever in a 50-point game. And now there's two players who have had multiple 50-point games shooting 75% or higher. Kyrie Irving and Michael Jordan. So clearly, if this guy's in this type of a rhythm come the playoffs, and maybe if he can play home games, then this is going to be a great situation for
him. Yeah, you bring up rhythm. I mean, there's not a lot of rhythm when you have to play every other game. I mean, that's Clinton Yates.
Right. Well, that's the whole point. If he can do this without any rhythm, that's pretty impressive.
Okay. Right, but to that point, the big two is what they need if you get two total all the time. That's why this is so confounding now, that we're getting down to crunch time and you're thinking to myself, do I have to check his availability separately from everybody else's? Man, I can't imagine what it's like to be a Nets fan right now. Steve Nash doing a heck of a job with that nonsense.
Kevin, I know you brought up the 121 they allowed. That game was kind of over at halftime. You know, sometimes the score runs up late.
Never got close to the 11.
Hornets have given up a lot of points at home lately, too.
Yeah, they play high scoring games. We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Follow up because Brooklyn's next game is at Philly, and Irving will play, and Kevin Durant will play, but Ben Simmons will not play, but he'll be on the bench for the first time. At Philadelphia, Steve Nash, quote, he needs to be with his teammates and get the whole Philly thing out of the way a little bit. Israel, buy or sell that?
I'm going to go ahead and buy it, just like they said, to get it out of his system, to sort of experience what that crowd's going to be like without having to have it affect your game. There is some reporting that maybe he's doing this as a part of his grievance case against the NBA, just to kind of see how everybody treats him. I'm not really sure how that works out, but in terms of the decision-making for the Sixers, having him there to avoid this happening for the first time, say, in the playoffs, I think it's a smart move.
Glenn Yates?
I'll buy it for the team, but for Philly, here's what you do. You flip the script, cheer him on, be nice. Don't give him the satisfaction of the expectation of your boorishness. Mm. And maybe it'll actually be a pretty good move for somebody who's been living rent-free in your head for a long time.
I love your sunny view of life. Do you believe that's going to happen, Clinton Yates?
No, I don't believe it's going to happen. That's why it would be great. And smart.
Frank Isola.
You know, it's Kevin Durant had an interesting take on it. He said, you know, when I went back to Oklahoma City, I faced it, but I could do something about it. I was playing. He's absolutely right. I'd rather be a moving target on the court with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as opposed to sitting on the bench. Why subject him to that? Why subject him to abuse that he doesn't have to face? It doesn't prove anything. He's still going to have to play there. I'm not doing that if I'm them.
You would wait for a playoff game for it to happen then, Frank?
He still has to go to the free throw line at some point. So being sitting on the bench on Thursday night is not going to do anything in terms of him one day having to stand at the free throw line in that building with those fans.
I tell you what, Clinton's on to something. Wouldn't it be funny if they gave him a tribute video and then retired his jersey? That'd be hilarious. Right. Coming in Philly. Don't see it happen, but you know what? If he's out there, play. You play basketball. You don't sit on the bench. Let's see this guy in action with this team.
There's our horn.
Ireland.
Lincoln Yates, Kevin Blackstone. Front row seats to cheer on Frank Isola and Israel Gutierrez in showdown. 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A Seattle Seahawks team without Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner. It doesn't compute. That's 17 Pro Bowls between the two of them. And now no more players from the Seahawks Super Bowl teams either. Is it a rebuild or should it be a rebuild, Israel?
Oh, it's absolutely a rebuild. You don't get rid of your franchise quarterback and a Bobby Wagner and a Tyler Lockett and say, okay, everything's back to normal here. Especially when you look at that division the next couple of years. If San Francisco gets a big-time quarterback, Seattle will be sitting at the bottom of that. Go ahead and rebuild. Take your time.
Frankie?
In the immortal words of Howard Cosell, it is over. It's the smartest thing to do. Look at that division. They can compete. But here would be my advice to Seattle. Good luck trying to find a quarterback like Russell Wilson. You can get rid of guys like that easily. Getting one, not so much.
Is Tyler Lockett already out as well? Did I miss that bit of news? Or is Israel reporting something here or breaking news?
Israel's breaking it.
It will be.
We'll move on. One more bit of madness. Gonzaga. Anybody know how many West Coast Conference title tournaments they've won? 20. Yes, yes, I heard it. Nice. You get the point. So they avenged the loss to St. Mary's last week. Frank, did Gonzaga just wrap up the overall number one seed with that win last night?
They absolutely did. And what you'd like to see, this is a team that's had some success, but they haven't won the big one yet. And let's face it, Chet Holmgren, that's the player that everyone wants to see in the tournament. Mm-hmm.
Israel?
As a small possibility, Baylor could play four really quality teams and sort of make an argument for number one, but they're probably not going to get there. The point is it doesn't really matter. Gonzaga, Baylor, we ever heard that game before? They're probably going to be on the both sides, opposite sides of the bracket. Not going to matter, one or two.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. That's true. All right. Split the point. Move on. Warriors breaking their 5-game losing streak last night. Frank, how much credit goes to Jackie Moon? He helped Klay Thompson get warmed up.
Well, I always think of this. Every team is different, every organization. Izzy knows this. If the Heat was struggling, there's no chance Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are bringing Jackie Moon in. Warriors, a little different vibe.
Uh-huh. Klay Thompson was, what, 2 for 9 from three? He didn't help. All he did was distract them with those terrible shorts. You're right. Most organizations would not have allowed this in a 5-game losing streak.
I should have looked. He was 2 for 9. Good job. Bonus and final showdown here. You got to break down the game film here. Larry Nance pretzel eating habits. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, he looks like he's at a cocktail party. Every time I see a guy eating on the bench, and the guys in D.C. know this, I always think of Rod Strickland and that pregame hot dog. Be very careful.
Okay, but break it down. Eating a tiny little pretzel.
Yeah, you know, when you're not really hungry, though, Tony, you just take advantage of the textural delights of whatever what item you're eating. And a pretzel, take a little bites at a time. It's a little classier.
Textural delight. 30 seconds of FaceTime, Israel Gutierrez.
Thank you. I will use my time to preview a huge game tonight. Phoenix Suns, best record in the league. Miami Heat, second best record in the league, tied for. Yes, Devin Booker's back from his health and safety protocols. But if you're wondering what the Suns are doing without Chris Paul, how about Cameron Payne the last three games giving you 19 points and 12 assists, actually closer to 15 assists. And you've got Tyler Hero the last seven games giving you 25 points on 58% shooting. Going to be a great game. I got the Heat in this one, but the heck of a matchup.
Right.
George Sedano will be there. Hopefully he gets
champion. Miami
George
gets to win
that. With the game.
23 and a half hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.